Maharaj, I was so happy and a little disoriented. And now when I'm seeing you, I'm happy and extremely, I would say, electrified. So we will have a little bhajan or kirtan, and then we will have some katha, some discussions, and please take part wholeheartedly.
Let us very enthusiastically and lovingly welcome His Holiness Sachinandan Swami Maharaj. My humble request is say Hari Bol 10 million times louder.
Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Gopi Dana Vallava Giri Varadhani Gopi Dana Vallava Giri Varadhani Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Hai Bo! Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Radhe Radhe Govinda Gopala Radhe 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 Govinda Gopala Radhe Radhe, 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 Govinda, Gopala Radhe. Everybody. Radhe, Radhe, Govinda, Gopala, Radhe. Radhe, Radhe, Govinda, Gopala, Radhe. Oh! Radhe, Radhe, Govinda, Gopala, Radhe. 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hai Bo! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai. Jai Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai. Jaya Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Radha. Jaya Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Radha. Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada. Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada.
Jayom Vishnupad Paramahamsa Paravraja Kachari Ashtada Satasi Simat Istivaingre Sila Apetsara Naravinda Shila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaja Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anant Koti Vaishna Vrinda Ki Jai Krishna. Really, I'm so happy to be here. I'm just so happy. I could just say Hari Bol the whole lecture, but I have prepared some thoughts. I have called them the key for opening the treasure of ecstatic Krishna consciousness. And I request your full attention for about 45 minutes, so that you leave this presentation with whatever a humble beggar and a humble servant is able to give to you as a present. So let us start with the sacred mantras. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Krishna. The purpose of going to Vrindavan Dham is to embark on a loving search. A search for Radha and Krishna. The ideal role models or examples are the Goswamis of Vrindavan, who never said that they had found Krishna, but they were chanting, Hey Radhe, Vraja Devike, Chalalite, Hey Nanda Suno Kuta. Where are you, Radharani? Where are you, the son of Nanda Maharaj. Where are you? The dear associates, Lalita and Vishakha. Where are you? It's a loving search. Once, when Srila Prabhupada came to Paris, instead of giving his normal lecture, he said, "I will teach you a song." We were all very enthusiastic to learn a new song, and soon there were song sheets which were passed out. Srila Prabhupada took a pair of cartels and he sang the song to the six Goswamis. The song of the loving search. The song of the not yet attained perfection. In a different books like the Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada speaks about this loving search. For instance, here in the Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, first chapter, text 24, he says, "There are still many devotees lingering in Vrindavan in ecstasy in search of Krishna and his childhood associates, the gopis." There are many devotees here in Vrindavan who are searching for Krishna still at this time. You can find them, you can hear them. Mostly you will hear from one little room or from under a tree a devotee just calling out for Krishna, "Oh Krishna, Hare Krishna." I know you know the mantra. And searching for Krishna, calling for Krishna, crying for Krishna, being not at all untouched, or let us say, ice-hearted or careless or neglectful. No, they are on fire. They have embarked on the loving search of Radha and Krishna here in Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada says also, for devotees like you who have joined this breathtaking Yatra of His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, he defines the purpose of devotees, why you have gone on pilgrimage. He says in the third canto, "The purpose of pilgrimages is to remember the Lord and to get the chance to glorify Him constantly. And therefore the Lord is known as Tirtha Kirti." Srila Prabhupada remembers his own time when he lived here in Vrindavan searching for Krishna. He says, "When I lived in Vrindavan, we had the chance to stay here, and people are awake at 4 o'clock in the night chanting Krishna's holy name, visiting the temples, looking for Krishna, searching for Krishna." You won't believe, when you stay here in Gevava forest, here, at 4 o'clock in the morning, the whole forest becomes alive. You will see people from Chitsoli, that's the village there, going, and it's really busy, like Loibaza or like I do not know the streets in Mumbai, but I got stuck many times in traffic jams, extremely busy. It's like this, you know, you really have to negotiate your way to find a place to put your foot. You have to say Radhe, Radhe, and then someone makes place so that you can overtake the children and the men who sing different songs as they go to Sriji Mandir. Even the monkeys are awake at 4 o'clock here. Everyone is just searching for Krishna, coming there to find Radha and Krishna, to find some trace, to somehow get a little bit closer to Radha and Krishna. So this is really the purpose of coming here on sacred pilgrimage. It's to attempt from our side to close this painful dark night of separation. It's the attempt to close this painful gap or ditch of separation. The attempt is made here to somehow remove the forgetfulness, to come closer, to not stay distant any longer. This is Vrindavan life. This is the mood of Vrindavan. And this search needs to be undertaken if we want to enter the real Vrindavan experience. Now, as you all have heard many times, if you want to make a search, you have to really find the way where you can, the place where you can find the person. I remember there was in world literature, it's from the West, I will say this in 1 minute. There was once one doctor, I think his name was Livingstone, and he went to Africa to take care of some medical relief of the people living in the Congo. But he disappeared in the Congo. So one journalist came from England to search for Dr. Livingstone. And it is described in world literature. It also came out in the newspaper that he went right into the Congo and he went on boats. He asked many people, "Have you seen a white man who is a doctor and who helps people?" And finally, there is this breathtaking meeting where this journalist who has almost given up his search in the midst of the jungle finds a white man, and this white man says, "Hello, I'm Dr. Livingstone." And the journalist cries, and finally he has met the good doctor. So he tried a lot. He searched a lot. He asked many people. It's really an adventure story where many films have been made. The search for a person who is lost. Now, when I came to Krishna consciousness, I had read the book and I was thinking, wow, now I'm really searching for a personality. I'm searching for God, not for some doctor, but I'm searching for Krishna. And I was thinking in my mind, I really have to find out where I can find him and how I can find him. And Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, if you really want to find out how you can find Krishna, you must go into the association of the devotees and get tips and helps from them. And they can help you because to complete your journey and your complete your search. So I want to encourage all of you to use this association of sacred devotees and find out tips, find out traces, find out ideas how you can complete your search and find Krishna. And because today I'm speaking to you not in an official seminar, I'm not even properly shaved, I'm in my private mood. I want to tell you a little bit how I, as a devotee of Krishna, have gained certainty where I will be able to find Krishna. I want to tell you a little bit about my own search based on what informations I have gotten from Shastra and Acharyas, and help you maybe, like an old brother helps the young brothers, to also complete your own search. For me as a devotee, it became very, very painfully clear that unless and until I take care of this relationship with Krishna, I will stay in this world forever. If I'm only thinking of sambandha or relationship with friends and people and so on, I will be a bound, fettered soul forever. I have to think about my relationship to Krishna. And upon reading and studying and asking, I have found out that Krishna is fully present in his holy name. It's only a matter of discovery. Just like a flower is present in the bud. I hope you know the English word for bud. It's an important word. Do you know what is a bud? It's a flower which is not opened and which therefore does not smell. It's very hard. But the flower is already present in the bud. And as the flower unfolds, all of a sudden you will see colors, you will smell fragrance, and you will experience the softness. So Lord Krishna, in his holy name, is like, for the beginner, a closed lotus flower, which is a bud. But as you begin to chant in a certain way, which I will tell to you a little later, Krishna will start to reveal himself, his tender softness, which is one of the qualities of a lotus flower, will come. His fragrance will come. A lotus flower always attaches when it opens or attracts bees. And there's a lot of sound around the lotus flower. So a devotee will one day, as he chants, hear Krishna, hear his flute, hear his anchor bells, hear his dhoti rustling in the wind as he approaches. And is telling the devotees, don't cry any longer. I have come. I have come. You have found. So, Krishna, for the beginning chanter, will not reveal himself so much. But if the devotee chants in a certain way, which you will hear in a moment, Krishna's lotus feet, which are soft like lotus flowers and tender, will manifest in the heart. And when Krishna's lotus feet manifest in the heart, this mountain of sin disappears, all this covering of lust, which so much bewilders us when we are young, disappears. All this uncontrolled mind will disappear. Just when Krishna, lotus feet, a little bit of Krishna, in other words, his feet are manifesting in the heart. But you have to learn to chant in a certain way. There are two ways of chanting, according to Jiva Goswami, in the one purport to the sixth canto. He says that there are two ways of chanting. One is what we mostly do, and the other is what we have to learn to do. Mostly we just chant. Jiva Goswami says, this is just chanting. Somehow or other, we just, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. We just do it, yes. The moment someone says it, we also say it. Hare Krishna. We are just somehow habituated to do this. The other way, which is the way in which Krishna reveals himself in proportionate degrees, is when the devotee chants with affection in his heart. Let us consider the example of Draupadi, which is very, very, very good. Once, Krishna visited again Hastinapur. He often visited the five Pandavas who were his very, very dear devotees. On his visits, Draupadi, the fireborn, would, the most beautiful incarnation of the goddess of fortune, would personally serve Krishna in any menial way, washing clothes and also preparing and serving his meals. The once in the afternoon, Draupadi came with a plate of uncut fruits. These were fruits which needed to be cut and then immediately relished. I believe something like sitafal. So Draupadi brought a plate of these uncut fruits together with a knife next to it and handed both to Krishna. And Krishna, although he is the most expert, took the knife with a smile in his hand, picked up a fruit and cut. And as he was cutting, he cut into his finger. He was still smiling at Draupadi. Draupadi was immediately alarmed. She took her zari and just ripped a major part of the zari like this. And gave that part to Krishna and said, please, here, bandage your wound. My dear devotees. Here are many wealthy Mumbai devotees. None of you has a sari like Draupadi. It was a queen's sari with embroidery work made from gold and silver. I'm not so expert, but stitching and good, first class. Sari like you don't even find nowadays in the expensive shops in Mumbai. And Draupadi just, on seeing that the Lord had cut himself, was just taking the sari and ruined her sari and gave the cloth to Krishna. Krishna, looking very lovingly at Draupadi and bandaging his feet, his finger, said, "For this gift of a sari, I will give you back millions of saris." And as he said this, a tear of compassion glimmered in the right corner of his ear, eye. Do you know what was in Krishna's mind when he said this? No? He knew the future, that in the future, Draupadi would be pulled into a public assembly of the Kauravas, and an attempt would have been made to undress her in public. At that time, Draupadi called out, "Hare Krishna, O Bhishma, you are here, Pitamaha, grandfather, you see what is being done. A woman is humiliated in a public assembly. All Dharma leaves this. Please help." Bhishma turned his face to the other side. "Krishna, Krishna," Draupadi said, "Dronacharya, save me." Dronacharya turned the other side. Draupadi was helpless. She was in her moon cycle. Meanwhile, Krishna was in Dwaraka playing with Rukmini chess. And he lost. Always. Every, I don't know how you say, move, he lost. Rukmini said, "My lord, why are you so absent-minded? You usually win when we play. When we play dice, the dice all bend together to play on your side so that you can win. You win everything. Why do you, what is in your mind?" Krishna said, "One of my devotees is in trouble." Then go there. Krishna said, I won't reach in time. Then fly with Garuda, said Rukmini. I won't reach, too slow. Then you are the Paramatma in everyone's heart, my lord. Go there in this way. Too slow, said Krishna. Meanwhile, Draupadi was attacked by Dushasana. He was very, very strong. I think the strength of 10,000 elephants. And he was grabbing her one garment. And, you know, it was almost going. At this moment, Draupadi called, "Hey, Govinda!" When she called like this, no more Bhishma, Dronacharya, or anyone else, at that time, Krishna went up in Dwaraka and said, now I can go. Draupadi has built the road of tears. On this road I can go. And he came. And, you know, he could have saved Draupadi in many ways. He could have taken his Nrisimha Rupa and went into the elephant stables of Hastinapur and made all the elephants crazy so that they would run into the palace and trample down everyone. Or Krishna could have arranged that the stone in the middle of the hall would have fallen down on Dushasan. I mean, you are more creative, most probably, than many ways Krishna could have saved Draupadi. But he remembered his promise and the event when he cut himself purposefully with the fruits. And he had said, Draupadi, for this gift of a zari, I will give you millions of zari. And he supplied so much zaris. Most of you have heard this wonderful pastime. So much zari was coming, and Draupadi was just not believing it. She was dressed in zari. Dushasan was taking and perspiring deeply the zari, but more and more came because Krishna was repaying his debt. A millionfold in zari material. He was repaying his debt. Why? Because Draupadi had learned to chant with full affection and full shelter, taking shelter at Krishna's name. Hey, Govinda! Hey, Gopal, please say, hey, Govinda, hey, Gopal. No, you chant so tired. It was really more intense than that. Hey, Govinda.
Hey, Govinda.
This is not how you call when your life is, when you call with affection and with full taking shelter. Hey, Govinda.
Hey, Govinda.
Hey Gopal!
Hey
Govinda!
Hey Gopal!
Gopal! Yes, yes. Yes, there was some strength in the calling. Not necessarily vocal volume. It was heart volume. Her chanting was not lip deep or vocal cord deep. Her chanting was heart deep. It was chanting in the mood of taking shelter. Chanting with affection. And my dear devotees, this is the key which unlocks the hidden treasures or the locked treasures of Krishna consciousness. To chant with affection. But how to get this affection in this desert-like heart of ours? Our heart which is plagiarized with so much selfishness, so that the selfishness is already almost, you could say, inbuilt in us. This desire to enjoy is inbuilt in us. Yesterday I wandered through Braj, and I want to tell you something which happened. I was just walking, and then I looked into one house, and there was a beautiful Brajavasi lady taking her shower in that house. And as I walked by chanting, for a moment my eyes saw the beauty, the unveiled beauty of a physical body taking a shower, and choop, the eyes went, because it was an unconscious mechanism which is deeply ingrained in our heart, which is called a deep sanskara in Vedic psychology, a deep impression which has come by many, many lifetimes of selfish enjoyment. And as I was seeing this automatic, unmeditated reaction of a conditioned soul who has been brought up in selfish sense enjoyment, I was desperate. I was desperate. I really did not come to Braj for this. I just said, Radhe, Radhe, went on. And I was praying to Krishna. Krishna, alone I will not be able to take out these sanskaras of selfish material enjoyment. How will I ever chant with affection? How will this conditioned nature, this walls of conditionings ever go if you do not take the active initiative, Krishna? Prabhupada, if you don't take my case, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, if you don't take my case, what will I do? My spiritual life will be pious theory at best. Pious theory. Theoretical. Mental. Not realized. Nothing. Nothing. Only some maybe good intentions. Maybe. So as I was thinking, as I was walking on, I was thinking very deeply, how will we throw out lust from the heart and import affection for Krishna or love into the heart? How will this work be done? How will it go? And my dear devotees, there are very good addresses where you can get this love. It's residing in this world, this affection for Krishna, in the hearts of the great devotees. And if you chant their prayers and get into their, and allow your heart to be affected, at that time, you can get this. I remember when our Malati's daughter Saraswati was with Malati in Madras. There was this high court judge had come and offered Srila Prabhupada a silver deity of Krishna. And Prabhupada showed this deity to Malati's little daughter called Saraswati. But when Saraswati was not looking, he took Krishna and hit him. And then he asked, Saraswati, where is Krishna? The high court judge was just there. Sarasvati became aware that the silver Krishna was gone, and like a little child, she became eager. Oh, Krishna! 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 Prabhupada looked at this little girl who was becoming eager to find Krishna. And like little girls, she ran around, Krishna! Krishna! Prabhupada said, Sarasvati, where is Krishna? Again, the Sarasvati girl, I don't know, and it ran through the room and really came into a mood. And as Prabhupada was watching her, the atmosphere condensed, and it was a thick devotional atmosphere. The High Court looked on. The High Court man, the judge, High Court judge looked on. Then one devotee said, Sarasvati, who has Krishna? And the little girl blurted out, Prabhupada! You know, like little girls do. And then Prabhupada took Krishna from where he had hidden him and handed him over to Sarasvati, and she was satisfied. So the pure devotee not only has Krishna, but in his heart, he has what is even more important than Krishna. You may say, well, is there anything more important than Krishna? Yes, my dear devotees. There's something which is even more important than Krishna. It is bhakti for Krishna, love for Krishna. Only if you have bhakti for Krishna, this love, this affection, then Krishna will reveal himself and you will be able to make a contact. I want to give you an example which we can all understand. Imagine someone gives you a very tasty meal with many of your favorite preparations, including Italian pizza. So he hands this plate for you, but you have at the moment no appetite. Instead, you have a severe case of diarrhea. And when you only look at food, your back explodes already and propels you to the moon. It's so severe. You only need to look at it. At that time, the most delicious foodstuffs will not be relishable. You will say, no, please take it away. Quick. Or other words, a major catastrophe will happen here. So, when you have no bhakti for Krishna, you can see the deities, you can be in Vrindavan Dham, but you will absolutely know and have no connection to it. You can be on the yatra and you can think, oh, it's too full, it's too hot. Why do the Indians always use a ton of chili peppers if you have a soft Western intestine? Why, you know, this, why that? Why do we always hear the same things in class? You will not relish it. Only if you have this taste or this affection for Krishna, will you be able to make good use of your stay. Krishna, can you understand what I'm saying? I will tell you, I will read to you Narottam Das Thakur's Parikram. O Lord Hari, when will I reside in Vrindavan and behold the beauty of the divine couple Radha and Krishna? Listen to this. When will I give up the happiness of sleeping on a luxurious bed? And when will I smear my body with the dust of Braj? When will I give up enjoying the six palatable foodstuffs? And when will I beg Madhukari like a bee in Braj to maintain my body? Do you know what you get when you go on Madhukari in Braj? A dry roti. When will I cool myself in the shade of Vansivat and sit in the kunj with other Vaishnavas? When will I drink a little Yamuna water? When will I sleep in the sand of the Yamuna? He's so ecstatic being in Vrindavan. He's not, when does this end? One more day, then I'm back in Mumbai. Wow, success. The same holds true when you chant. You will think, 16 rounds already gone? Oh no, I've not even chanted. Haridas Thakur, who chanted with loving tears of ecstasy after he had chanted, this, I always forget the number because it's too much for a conditioned soul, but it's 190 or something. 192. Wow. That's not possible for a human being who is not really elevated to high states of Krishna consciousness. He said, I have not even started to chant. Already the sun is rising. Why is the sun so untimely today? Yes, this chanting with affection, my dear devotees, this is the key so that you can unlock the treasures of the holy name. And this affection resides with the devotees. Read the prayers of the great devotees. Very important. Meditate about the great devotees. Very important. Feel yourself close to the devotees. Very important. First, you have to love what is seen before you can love what is not yet seen. First, love the devotees, the great devotees. Read their prayers and follow their advices. I will leave you with one prayer of Haridas Thakur, how he prays to the holy name. And I can guarantee you, when you know these prayers, you will all of a sudden see miracles happening in your japa. O Lord, be merciful and appear on my tongue in your holy name. Please say, O Lord,
O Lord,
be merciful
and
appear on my tongue in your holy name. Dance there constantly. O Lord, I fall at your lotus feet. And I beg you. Then he continues. He says, you may keep me in this world or take me to your abode, as you please. But whatever you do with me, feed me the divine nectar of your name. So he doesn't mind to take janma, as long as he is fed with the nectar of the holy name. And then he reminds the Lord, you have descended to this world to distribute the holy name. So kindly also consider me one of those you intended to bless. Hare Krishna. Wonderful. Even the monkey is becoming peaceful hearing this secret of chanting in the footsteps of Haridas Thakur. This is the first Vashana monkey I have seen who has not become irritated by such a big crowd and shown signs of psychological disorientation. He has remained self-composed like a great rishi. Yes. See, this following in the footsteps of devotees. I know you will say, I have heard this a million times. Where are the news, please? You have not heard it, my dear devotees. You have to apply the instructions and the prayers of the pure devotees in your chanting. You have to add prayerful chanting to your sadhana, so that affection blooms up in your heart and then Krishna will come. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, for those of you who like steps and who are very much interested to find Krishna, I know these are many devotees, he gives us three steps how our chanting can become enlivened. And all the three steps have to do with awakening affection in our heart. Would you like to know these three steps? It is very concrete, and those of you who are avid note takers, this is now the time for you to take notes. The first step is, as you approach the holy name, you have to make yourself familiar with the fact that Krishna's name is Krishna. Like we hear in the shloka from Padma Purana, Binatvang Nama Namino. You have to remember, I'm now chanting Krishna's holy name, and this Krishna's holy name is the most merciful form of Krishna. I won't have any easier way to come to Krishna, to find Krishna. So, first step, remember the all spiritual quality of the holy name, that Krishna is the holy name. With one exception, Krishna is totally identical with the holy name, with the exception that he is more merciful in his holy name, as Rupa Goswami says. Krishna is prepared as his holy name, if you want, to take on the role of the street sweeper and cleanse your heart from the embarrassing sanskaras, and then clean your heart, and then Krishna will come with his lotus feet and then with his whole form in your heart so that you can have the sakshat darshan. Second step is make yourself familiar with the meaning of the holy name. Srila Prabhupada has given us the root meaning. My dear Radha, my dear Krishna, please engage me in your service. Prabhupada had also shrunken this meaning into a short sutra. Please accept me. So as you chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, this is your mood. Please accept me. This is, you need to make your mind familiar with the meaning of it. I will say to you now a sentence where I meditate on the meaning. And first, actually, I will say a sentence where I don't think of the meaning. Okay? You will hear the difference. I'm hungry. Have you heard it, what I said? Should I repeat it? I will say it again. I'm hungry. Now I will say it while I meditate upon the meaning. I'm really very hungry. Can you hear the difference? You could hear it. If you continue to address Krishna with not thinking about the meaning of the mantra, he won't hear you. Well, he will hear. He is one chanter. But how can he take you serious? If I'm saying, I'm hungry, no one of you will react. But if I would now really go into it and say it by meditating about the meaning, I'm sure Radhanath Maharaj would organize a banana from somewhere and feed me the banana. You know, there's a difference. When you chant while you meditate about the meaning, it really reaches not only the ear of Krishna. When you chant while you meditate about the meaning of the holy name, it reaches the heart of Krishna. And then in the still lake of Krishna's heart, waves of mercy will appear, which will flow in your direction. That is the second rule which Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives. And the last rule, or last step, you could say, to make your chanting enlivened with affection is that you pray to Krishna in a mood of heart-rending lamentation. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has prayed. For those of you who know, please say with me. Ayi nanda tanuya kinkaram patitam mam vishame bhavam budo kripaya tava pada pankaja sthiti daila sudisham vichintaya. Hare Krishna. I mumbled the last sentence, but my Lord, I have fallen away from you into this ocean of the material energy. Deep in my heart, I feel I have a connection to you. But because I'm surrounded by adverse circumstances, I just can't give the attention to you which I wish to give. Please now be causelessly merciful, O Lord of the kingdom of love. Be causelessly merciful and take me and bring me as a speck of dust to the soft corners of your lotus feet. That's all which I wish. So this is chanting with affection, awakening the heart. My dear devotees, our heart is not alive. The life is not there. The heart is a desert in the material existence, full of selfishness and unfortunate sanskaras, which use a psychological force on our life, which is just indescribably strong. Huh? Now we need to unlock the heart, enliven the heart with affection. And this chanting with affection can be had at the safe marketplace of the devotee's words. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Haridas Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur, Sanatan Goswami. They all can, Srila Prabhupada, they all can help us. Radhanath Maharaji, they all can help us to enliven our heart, which is dead since many lifetimes, so that we can call Krishna. In a way, the Krishna takes notice and gives his full mercy to us so that we can finally chant. At the end, I want to introduce a new mantra to you. Hare Krishna. I have first read this mantra to His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj because I remember once I gave a lecture to all of you and I went a little overboard. I did something in the lecture which was, you know, I was too enthusiastic and lost control of my mind. And then afterwards, my older brother had said, no need to lose control of the mind, you know. So now, since that time, he might watch me a little bit more carefully. So when I introduced you to, I brought a new mantra to you. Then I was first reading it to him and he found it very beautiful and we all found it very beautiful. Are you ready to hear the new mantra? First I extracted your yes. It's so nice. My dear devotees, it's so nice. It's so heart-touching. And it's so effective in awakening our dead life. Huh? Please listen very carefully. It's from a lecture of Srila Prabhupada. A lecture, yes, given in Hyderabad in the year 75 on April 12th, for those of you who like to find it. You should submit to Krishna and you should feel, I am worthless. My Guru Maharaj has given this chance to serve Krishna, to offer to Krishna. But my Lord, I'm worthless. I have no capacity to serve you. But on the order of my Guru Maharaj, I am trying to serve you. Please do not take any offense. Accept whatever I can do. That's all. That's my request. Then Srila Prabhupada continues, that mantra is sufficient. It doesn't mean we should stop chanting Hare Krishna, but it means chant with some genuine feeling. Connect yourself with where this feeling can be had. To the great devotees, somehow get this bhakti in your heart. A life without bhakti is not worth living it. A life without bhakti is so dead. It's so dead. It's so dead. Only a life with bhakti is worth living it. Even if you feel realistically, I'm so worthless, but I've gotten this chance. Please, my Lord, accept what I can do at this moment. And then, because you are connecting, with a real devotee, then something comes. Ooh, something very good comes in that. And then Krishna sees, oh, he's chanting, he's calling for me, now he's calling. He is serious in his chanting. Now I will give mercy, I will show something to my devotee. So, summary of the lecture. Two ways of chanting. Only one way moves the heart, that is to chant with affection, moves the heart of Krishna. How do we get the affection? Learn from the devotees. Here were three tips from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, very good tips, powerful tips. When you chant, first know Krishna is Krishna. That means the holy name is Krishna. Second of all, chant while being aware of the meaning of the mantra. You can read it, or you can just before you start think about it. And then chant, finally, in the mood of calling out for Krishna. I have reserved the best for the end. That is, I want to chant with you the full Hare Krishna Mahamantra. You might have noticed I was always stopping you when you started to chant, because I thought maybe you are just chanting. That is, when I say something, the first words, then an automatic response goes on in your mind. This time, you will chant fully. Chant in the mood of taking full shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. Lovingly raise your arms. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. High ball, high ball, high ball. Thank you very much from the bottom of my heart for listening. Hare Krishna. Before we hear the real speaker, I forgot to glorify Radharani, because this is her forest, and it's absolutely impossible to not glorify Radharani in the forest of Vashana. It is she would not be satisfied with me at all, and I would ruin everything. So. Bhajami Radham Aravinda Netram Smarami Radham Madhura Smitasya Vadami Radham Karuna Varatram Tato Mamanyasti Gatir Nakvapi. I worship Srimati Radharani, who has a very beautiful smile. I remember Srimati Radharani, who has very beautiful lotus eyes. And I speak of Srimati Radharani, who is full of compassion. Indeed, there is no other goal to my life than Srimati Radharani. This is the prayer of Raghunath Das Goswami. When Srimati Radharani followed the call of the flute and went to the Rasa dance, she left everything behind. Her love was so strong that she even left the security of a woman behind. That is, to not go out in the night to be with someone. She knew society would never approve of that and was ostracized. So then all the gopis met with Krishna, but Krishna disappeared from them. He ran away from them, including Radharani. Now nothing, they had nothing. They were bereft of Krishna, their all and everything, on whom they have placed everything in their lives. So after some time, Krishna appeared again. And he saw Srimati Radharani, who was lying on the floor, not able to breathe, like a lightning flash which had fallen from the clouds and was lying lifeless on the floor of Vrindavan. And Krishna revived Srimati Radharani. And as Radha looked at him with so loving, tear-filled eyes, Krishna felt, "I want to give a blessing to you." Radha asked for a blessing. Anything asked. So Radharani asked for a specific blessing, but not for herself, but for all the devotees and the devotees yet to come. She said, "My dear Lord, please make that all the devotees who come to Vrindavan to search for you will never be disappointed. My dear Lord, bless them so that they will never be disappointed and find you." My dear devotees, this is the mercy of Srimati Radharani. Therefore, Raghunath Das Goswami says, "I speak of Radha, who is full of karuna, that is mercy, a special type of mercy. Karuna is mercy which extends down to the needed persons. Srimati Radharani has blessed also all of you, that if you sincerely search for Krishna in the holy land of Vrindavan, your search will not be disappointed." Srimati Radharani ki jai.
Swami Maharaj ki jai. Thank you profusely, Maharaj.